And then they say this phrase in verse 18. But if not. Now at first glance, that may seem like to you as a step back in faith. We believe God is able. We believe God is willing. But if he doesn't, it may seem like a step back in faith. Can I just talk to y'all from my heart here this morning? You all know as well as I do, we've seen people healed of cancer. We've seen people healed of terrible diseases. And they're still living with us because they're healed. But we've also seen some of our best saints, our most godly people, come down with cancer. And we prayed. And we prayed. And we called other people to pray. And Brother Gabbard anointed them. Brother Sutherland anointed them. Everybody that could anointed them. We finally rolled them into the front and said goodbye. And they went to heaven. And us wondering why. For those two couples that I told you about that got the babies they've been praying for years, we all know people in our own families who never did get their baby. They prayed. That baby never did come. For all the healthy babies born in our families, we all have families that had that little baby and they didn't make it. We had two children. We got to keep one. I wouldn't take $1 million for her. Sometimes I wouldn't give you a dime for another one just like her. We love Odie Pody like a hog loves slop. Our second child, we got to keep for 5 hours. And then we surrendered her back to God. But we prayed. 6 weeks we begged God. God, please, don't let our baby be born until the right time. Let it be healthy. But for 24 years now, she's been in heaven. Her little body's over there in the cemetery at Corwin, Ohio, at Miami Cemetery, in the same spot where I'll be buried someday if time lasts and I die. God disappointed us in our prayers. Y'all getting what I'm saying here? I know we don't talk about this a lot, but I need to talk to you about it. Sometimes God doesn't do it like you ask him to. You believe that he's able. You believe that he's willing. You have all the faith that you can. You say all the right prayers. You make all the right motions. But sometimes you're going into the fiery furnace no matter what. What are you going to do if God doesn't answer your prayer? What are you going to do if God allows you to walk into that fiery furnace? What are you going to do if you spend the night in the lion's den? What are you going to do if God disappoints your prayer? I want to tell you tonight, right now, ahead of time, this morning, you've got to have a backup plan. You've got to determine in your mind, you've got a plan B. And what's it going to be? It needs to be what theirs was. But if not, we're still not going to serve your God. If God disappoints us, we're still not backing down. If God doesn't answer our prayer, we're still going to serve him. We're still going to trust God. If God doesn't do everything I ask him to do, I'm still going to serve him. My plan B is God is still God, even when I don't understand him. Brother Gabbard has said it for many years. And to me, it is my It is the rope that I hold on to many times in prayer. When I cannot trace God's hand in my situation, I know I can still trust His hand. When I cannot figure out what God is up to, I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to go home. I'm not going to throw a tantrum. I'm not going to get bitter against God. Oh, somebody help me preach here just a few moments, would you please? If God allows us to go into the fiery furnace, are you going to lose your faith? When you feel the flame, are you going to get bitter? Are you going to say to those around you, God has forsaken me? You say, I never will. But if you don't make up your mind, you're liable to, because lots of others have. I've watched people walk away from God because one person got the Holy Ghost next to them and they didn't get the Holy Ghost that night. I've seen people backslide over things like that. I've seen people backslide because he allowed their mother to die or their father to die. Why is God punishing me? Listen, my friend, you don't have to understand everything he's doing, but you have to make up your mind right now. I'm going to trust him no matter what. I'm going to trust God no matter what. Plan B is I'm going to serve him anyway, because God's plan is higher than your plan. These young men envision God doing a miracle for them. I'm sure they were well read in the law, the book of the law, the books that had been written at that time about God and what God had done for the children of Israel. They were well educated. I'm sure they read about the time when the king got mad at the man of God and pointed his hand at the man of God. God withered that hand. And when God put leprosy in that hand, and I'm sure they imagined, Brother Switzer, when Nebuchadnezzar points, I mean, they could have imagined when Nebuchadnezzar says, throw him in, God could turn that hand inside out. God could wither that hand. God could put leprosy in that hand. I'm sure they knew about the time when the people came against Moses and Moses drew that line in the sand and said, who's on God's side and who's on their side? And everybody that was left on their side, the earth swallowed up. The Bible said the earth did a new thing. Opened them up and swallowed them up and closed back again. And I'm sure they could just picture Nebuchadnezzar up on his throne and he says, throw him in the fiery furnace. And the earth opens up and down he goes and swallows him up. I'm sure they could imagine all sorts of ways that God could do it. Except for the one he did. They refused to bow down. Nebuchadnezzar refused to give in. He was so angry, he commanded that furnace to be heated up 7 times hotter than it had ever been. Bind them up hand and foot. Throw them in right now. And it was done in such a haste. It was done in such a rush that the men who threw them in were consumed by the heat of that flame. But when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego hit the ground on their feet, the only thing that was burned was the ropes that had them bound. They were loose and walking around. And the king himself said, we threw 3 in. But there's 4 in there. And the fourth one looks like the Son of God. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew about God and believed in God and believed that God was able to protect them and deliver them. But in the fiery furnace where they never intended to go, they met face to face with God. Hallelujah. I said in the midst of their trouble, they walked around and had fellowship with God himself. It was a blessing that they had never anticipated. Because it came as a result of what they felt like was unanswered prayer. In the midst of unanswered prayer, they met Christ face to face. Hallelujah. Most of the rest of the world waited hundreds of more years to meet Christ, and most of us thousands of years to meet Christ, but they met him right in the midst of their burning fiery furnace. Can I encourage you, saint of God? You may not want to go through that, and I don't blame you for praying about it. I am too. But if God doesn't answer your prayer like you think he ought to, look around for Christ. I said, look around. He's liable to be right in that furnace with you. They expected God to get glory. And Nebuchadnezzar called them out. He examined them. Their hair is not singed. Their ropes are burned off. But their arms and legs are not burned. And their clothes don't even smell like smoke. Nebuchadnezzar said, let everybody know that the God of these three men is the God. Let everybody proclaim that he is the God. And don't ever let anybody talk about their God, or I'll make sure they're destroyed. I want to tell you, you think God's going to get glory. I think God's going to get glory if he answers my prayer. He may get more glory by doing it his way. Oh God, let me be willing to trust God and serve him no matter what. And we see this all through the Bible. Happened later to Daniel. Jeremiah the prophet, persecuted, put in a pit. I'm sure he prayed about that. God put him in there anyway. We see it in the life of the disciples. I even see it in the life of Christ as he goes into the garden that last night on earth for him, alive before he's dead, before he's killed. And he says, Father, if it be possible, if there's any other way for you to save humanity, then I want you to do it. If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, but if not. We're talking about the Christ, the Son of God, perfectly in tune with the Father, says to him, if there's any other way, I know you're able. I know you're willing. But if you decide for me to drink this bitter cup, not my will, but thy will be done. Listen, Christ our Savior, have those same feelings. God, I know you can. I know you will. But if you don't, I'm willing to do whatever you ask of me to do. Somebody in this place, grab a hold of God's message for you this morning. If God doesn't answer your prayer, you need to make up your mind. You're going to serve him anyway.